We're up to Simin Reish Yud. Ha'ocha pachas mikezayis ma dino. Sif Aleph. Okay, so this is discussing the shiurim of bracha rishona and bracha achrona. So the Torah brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down three opinions, the gabe bracha rishona. The opinion, which we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, is that bracha rishona has no shiur. That means you eat a crumb, eat a kol shehu, that's overwhelming majority of poskim, you have to make a bracha rishona, because one is not allowed to benefit from olam hazeh without a bracha. It doesn't matter how small the thing is that you're eating, you make a bracha rishona. Rabbi Yonah wants to say that if you eat less than a kezayis, that the bracha changes to shahako. We obviously do not do that. And there's a Rav Acha Mishabcha who wants to say that when it's pachos mikezayis, there's no bracha at all. Okay, but lamaisa, bottom line, as we will see in the Shulchan Aruch, is that we make a bracha on the kosher. So let's see, Reish Yud Aleph. Reish Siman Reish Yud Sif Aleph. Ha'ocha pachos mikezayis. When we eat less than a kezayis, bein mipas, bein mishar ochem, it doesn't matter if it's bread or any other food. The hashose pachas mi revius, and one drinks less than revius. Bein mi yayin, bein mishar mashkin, doesn't matter again if it's wine, which is the most chash of a drink, like bread is the most chash of a food. Bein mishar mashkin, mavarech, tchila, bracha, haru'uya, lo'osu amin. You make a bracha rishona, and he's pointing out that those words are now meaningful. He's saying, make the proper bracha. Why should you make the wrong bracha? Yeah, according to Ben Yonah, you should make the wrong bracha. According to Ben Yonah, you should make a shakol if you're eating brachas mikashir. He's telling us, no. That's la'afukir Ben Yonah. Make the proper bracha. U'la'achar Ben Baracha. But there is no bracha achrona at all if you do not eat a shir. So let's see now Mishabur Sif Katan Aleph. Ha'ochel. Kol ha'ochlin mitstarfin lekezayis levarachalem bracha achrona haru'uya lohem. All foods are mitstarfin for kezayis to make a bracha achrona. It means you eat a piece of an apple and you eat a piece of a cucumber and you eat a piece of fish. All three are mitzdari for a kezayis to make a bar nefashis. I said, "Im mishivas saminim bracha me'ein shalosh. Im shalom mishivas saminim le'inin bar nefashis." Okay, it depends what you're eating. Now, what if you mix and match? Achal chatzi zayis mishivas saminim v'chatzi zayis acher. What if you eat half a kezayis of date and half a kezayis of an apple? Mavarech acharem bar nefashos rabos. You're gonna make a bar nefashos. Okay, so they combine to make a bar nefashos. V'cho hamashkin mitzdarfin l'revius. You drink a little bit of Coca-Cola, a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of apple juice. It combines. Okay, we're gonna. There's a lot of different shiurim as to a lot of different opinions as to what's the shiur for bracha achrona by a drink. Buy a salad, everyone seems to agree, basically, we'll discuss it soon, but basically it's a kezayis. By drinks, some say it's the equivalent of a kezayis in liquid, which would be a third of a revius. If a revius is 3 ounces, that would be, let's say, 1 ounce. Some say it's a, it could be some say it's a kebetza, I'm not sure. That would be 2 ounces. Some say melo lugmav, that would be, let's say, 1.6 ounces. And we paskin, perhaps based on Safik brachas, but lemaisa, we don't make a bracha achrona unless than a full revius of liquid. Now again, this whole machlokas, what's a revius? There's Reb Chaim Noar, there's the Chazanish, but let's assume it's around 3 ounces. So the drinks, different drinks, some it's dive to a revius. However, ha'ocha v'ashosa dan ha'shocha pachas mikazayas v'shosa pachas mirevias ein mitzdarif v'fil inyan bar nefashos rabbas. The solids and the liquids do not combine. That's the halacha that we find by Hilchos Yom Kippur. When a person has to eat, a person's sick, bikuach nefesh, he must eat on Yom Kippur. So we tell him to eat, if he must eat a lot, so he must eat a lot. There's no choice. But usually the person doesn't have to eat a lot. They can get away with eating what we call pachas mikashir. So we don't want him to eat a full shir that he would be chayev Kares on Yom Kippur. Now, it's not Mechayev Kares anyway, because he's a Chola, but we tell him to eat what we call Pachas Mikashir. So there the solids and liquids don't combine. So you have to eat there the Shir is a Kosev, is a Gasa, a fat date, and to be eaten in less than, let's say, Kedech is Pras, which is 2 to 9 minutes. If you go to Chumah, that ends up being 9 minutes. They tell the person every 9 minutes, take a little bit, you know, a little bit of food and a little bit of drink together, because they don't combine as long as it's less than a share of each one. And then the Mishnah continues. Serious, I got okay. Okay, skip down another few lines. Okay, this is a humongous Mishnah verse of Katan Aleph, halfway down. By me, it's the first word on the line. Right after it says Chai Adam in brackets. Kezayis has to be eaten betoch kedei achilas pras. Without getting into all the details, the same shir you have by Yom Kippur. It's assumed to be 2 to 9 minutes. In Baruch Achrona, we take somewhere around 3 or 4 minutes. But if you schlep out your kezayis and eat it in 5 minutes, so then you should not make a Baruch Achrona. Achal kezayis ma'at ma'at, he ate it slowly, v'nishtar harbi b'achilas, so it took a lot of time to eat it. Im yesh mitchilas ha'achila ad sof ha'achila yosem g'day achilas pas, eina mitztarev. So it does not combine for a shir to make a bracha achrona. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very exciting prima gadin, very interesting. Let's say you eat this pachas pachas mi kezayis, it means I eat a little bit of, every 10 minutes I eat half a kezayis of bread. So in a halacha, achila means eating a kezayis betoch kedei achilas pras. That means if I have we just finished Pesach, I have a mitzvah matzah, I have to eat a kezayis of matzah betoch kedei achilas pras within 2 to 9 minutes. Let's say 3 to 4 minutes. If when it comes to macholos asuros, in order to be chayav makas, the person has to eat a kezayis of pig, also betoch kedei achilas pras. He's not allowed to eat less than that, but he won't get makas. Chatzishir is asur min haTorah, but if he eats it in less than a kezayis in less than kedei achilas pras, he's not going to be chayav makas. So achila, halachic achila is a kezayis betoch kedei achilas pras. What if I eat half a kezayis of bread or 3/4 of a kezayis of bread every 10 minutes, and I do this for 2 hours, and at the end I'm stuffed, but I never ate a kezayis of bread betoch kedei achilas pras? See, there's a big discussion in the poskim. Because of a prima gadim, because of a rakli in shir kezayis, aval inyan pas kedei sviya dechivu min haTorah chayev. Avshachom ha'ma'ad akapon v'savad zakrin ambei. So the prima gadim says, based sort of, the Shara Tzion, he kind of waters it down, but prima gadim says that the ikar by bread is sviya. We say if you're full from your bread, you chayev to bench min haTorah. So he wants to say, in this case, even though you didn't have a halachic achila, because you filled up from bread, because you had half a kezayis every 10 minutes, and this went on for 3 hours, you have to, so, I don't know if he's saying it's a suffix, a darayis, a lechum, or whatever he's saying, but here he's saying you have to bench. Have the bench, you have a sviya. Now the bottom, sharatin ois, yod, he says, gamzilo b'rikwe, it's not so poshut. The afshe, the afsheish, kidei sviya, Yachad gam kein be yinam zeh la mikri achila kamo shekasa be magid avram the efshe the mitzvah zeh siyav prima gadim tzarach in. So the prima gadim himself, when he says this, concludes tzarach in. He's not convinced. Why not? What did it start him? When it says yachad be sabat be rachta, is the ikar sviya? You have to be full, and here you're full. And as long as you're full, you have to bench and pasul yimin haTorah. But it says yachad. So some say, oh, if you don't have an achila, it doesn't matter that you had a sviya. You need a halachic achila, kezayis betoch kedei achilas pras. And it doesn't get started without that. The other way he says, no. The Torah is talking normal. The normal way to fill yourself up, to get to a state of sviya, is through achila. But if you could come up with a case where you could fill yourself up without a halachic achila, like in this case, you eat a half a kezayis of bread every 10 minutes for 3 hours, so that in achinami, maybe you'd have to bench min haTorah. Those are the two tzadim, and it's not so clear. From what I remember, years ago, I didn't have a chance to look it up, and one of the English books brought down the bottom line, machlokes, between, I think he said, Ramayish and Shlomo Zalman also, like, one says yes to bench, one says not to bench. Lamaisa, I don't have a Lamaisa. Lamaisa is a machlokes, supposedly. No. Oh, he brings it down over here, then. Okay, it could be Desha brings it down. Okay, let's just go right there. Okay. So that's by eating a kezias. Okay. Then we have, when it comes to drinking, we said there are many shi'urim, and the bottom line is that the shi'ur is a revius. So continuing all the way to the bottom, Mishbur Sifkat and Aleph, at the bottom of the page over here. The in shi'ur revius im shasa, hifsig ma'at v'chazav v'shasa, ad shehishlim l'revius. So what about drinking? So again, by eating, you need a kezayis, b'toch kedei achilas pras. There's a machlokas what a kezayis is. But everyone agrees you need a kezayis, and the machlokas what's kedei achilas pras. But everyone agrees you need b'toch kedei achilas pras. Okay, with the one exception where you're eating bread with in installations and you end up with a svia. That was an exception. When it comes to drinking, we said that there's a big machlokas. Is it a third of a revius? Is it half a revius? A row of revius? A revius itself? So the big machlokas. Aside from that machlokas, there's another machlokas. What's the time frame within you need to drink the revius? Is it like solids, kedei achilas pras, 2 to 9 minutes, let's say 3 or 4 minutes? Or here there's a separate shiur called kedei shtias revius, the time it takes to drink a revius, which is basically 2 gulps, which is a couple of seconds. So here he says, "With the shtias revius, im shas of hisik ma because of a shas ad shehishlim, he drank in installments. Yesh omrin de'ena mitzdaref, yesh omrin de'mitzdaref, im lo sheshah mitzchias shtias ad sof shtias yosem because the achilas pras." So the first shear is telling us kedei shtias revius. The second shear is telling us kedei achilas pras. The Shaar HaTzion points out Oysid Beis that in Hilchos Yom Kippur the first shear is brought down as the regular shear, as the Iker shear that you need Kedei Shtias Revius. Now V'Hagro Hiskim Sham B'Biuro Da'alocha Kedei Azu Ashniya. The Gro holds like the second way, that if you're drinking slowly but you drink a Revius within 3 to 4 minutes, then you're going to make a Bracha Achrona on that. So I didn't see if Dershow bring this down, but what I vaguely remember is that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself was nowhere like the Gra. And if he would drink over the course of a few minutes, he would make a bracha achrona as someone who came from the Talmidim of the Gra, but he instructed his Talmidim not to do that. That the Ikar Halacha is Kedei Shtias Revius, or at least it's a suffix, and if you don't drink within a few seconds, then you should not make a Bracha Achrona. Even though he himself acted differently because he came from Talmidim of the Gra. Where this becomes very relevant, now he continues, V'nei, V'in Shtias Tei V'Kafe, Sh'aderech L'Shtosa K'Shucham, you're drinking hot drinks. You can't drink too much too fast. The kosher, you can't just drink and gulp it down like you drink cold beverages. Ki ma'at ma'at. So now there's another machlokas. Yesh machlokas rabba ben aposkim. It's a bracha achrona. Do you need to make a bracha achrona? Minaga olam is not to make a bracha achrona when you're drinking your hot coffee and hot tea if you don't drink it within kedei shtias revius. The anshei maisa, no again, what do they do? The anshei maisa, tzaddikim, shelevasov shtias amenichan kedei shtias revius, shetzana ma'at, kedei shtias chalish tzaddikim revius, behemse gevach bracha achrona. V'tov las, eskein kedei yotza libe dekuli alma, ubifrat, v'das agra, niska le'el, depasa kedei ashniya. So, when you drink your tea and coffee slowly, so you have a big problem. You're stuck in the middle of this big machlokes haposkim. And bottom line is, you're not going to make a bracha achrona. Suffik brachas lahakam. You're not going to make it a bracha achrona. That's a most person best. However, there are heavy hitters on the other side. One of them is the Vilna Gaon. So the easiest way out of this problem is drinking a sip of your tea and coffee slowly. But when you're left with your last 3 ounces or so, Now, this could happen anyway, naturally, perhaps, but save at the end some that you could just drink straight down at the end so it has time to cool off. So now I can make a bracha achorna according to everybody, because now I've drank a full revius, toch kedei shtias revius, in a few seconds, even though I start sipping it slowly because it's very hot, at the end to leave some over. But if one could not do that, so then he would not make a bracha achorna. At least not on this drink. If he also had a Coca-Cola, then obviously he would. But in terms of this, he would not. Now, when it comes to drinks, is another very exciting topic. Just there's a big tumult in my house. Again, now there are many people who make Kiddush Shabbos morning on a. Give me an elbow. Because you gotta listen to this. There are many people Shabbos morning make Kiddush on 1 ounce of schnapps. Have you seen such a thing? Yes. Okay, so we're not up to Hilchos Kiddush, but we get to Hilchos Kiddush. You see that the cup. We learned this in Kufpei, in the Halachos of benching on a coast. The coast has to contain a revius. So how can people make Kiddush Shabbos morning on 1 ounce of schnapps? So the source is not so pashut. However, those who do it have on whom to rely, and the source is right over here, Reishit. Look at the Ber Heitev Oiz Beis Mirevius. See Oiz Beis Mirevius?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I think it comes up in the Mishnah earlier on, maybe, but let's do it over here. It's very clear, the Ber Heitev. Hataz Kosav. Okay, this is the Taz. Right over here in Simon Reishit. The Yayin Saraf. Yain Saraf is schnapps. B'medina seino ain't a bechlal zeh. The Taz wants to say that schnapps is an exception to the revius rule. Why? The afidu lo shas a revius mavarech bracha chrona. Even if he doesn't drink a revius, he drinks 1 ounce, he's going to make a bracha chrona. Why? Dazlina basa shiur shtia l'rov b'nei adam. Because you look at what is a normal amount to drink for a normal person. It's normal for a normal person to drink a revius of wine, a revius of water, a revius of Coca-Cola. It's not normal for a normal person to drink a revius of schnapps, and therefore we look at what is normal. It's normal to drink a shot glass, what is that, 1 ounce, 1.5 ounces? 1 ounce, whatever it is. And therefore that's the normal amount for a person to drink, and on that he will make a bracha achrona of bar nefashos. Now, once you say that, so then they take it one step further and say, well, according to the Taz, as far as I remember, I didn't look at it now, but I've looked into it in the past, as far as I remember, the Taz does not discuss this in Hilchos Kiddush, as far as I remember, and they extend it. They take the Taz from over here and say, well, if he says you can make a bracha achron, I mean, he holds it like a revius. If it's like a revius, then we can use it for Kiddush, and we can make Kiddush on this 1 ounce of schnapps. Now, continuing in the Ber Heitev, Aval Amagin Avraham and Kuftari Sivkat and Dal Kosta that feel begin Saraf Sarach Shir Revius. The Amagin Avraham rejects the Taz. He says even schnapps requires a revius. Why do the Chilku be Mashke the Mashke? Because Chazal came up with a Shir Revius. They didn't say let's take every single drink and figure out how much is normal for a person to drink. A drink is a drink. You need to drink a revius and finish. Ein shom kakos of Rav Baal Beis Yaakov v'docha shem divrei Taz ein shom chen pasak v'sefer El Yerab. And the Mishnah Brura over here in Hilchos Kiddush also rejects this Taz. Now there are people who do it. I remember years ago reading the Sefer Radiance of Shabbos, Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen's Sefer on all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, a wonderful, beautiful book, highly recommended. So over there he brings down like a lot of, when he brings down this sugya, I don't remember exactly what he says. Lights of Mishnah Brura says not to do it. However, he brings down that there were a lot of admorim, big admorim from 100, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, whenever it was, who used to make Kiddush on a 1 ounce ganze schnapps. And I said the Mishnah Brura discourages it, but if one's by relatives do it, you can ask to make your own Kiddush, but it wouldn't make a machal, it wouldn't make a whole to-do about it, because the nicer they have on whom to rely. The bottom line is, it's not what the Mishnah Brura recommends. Mishnah Brura is opposed. Magen Avraham is opposed. Most Achronim are opposed.
The Maisa is not the best way to do it, but the one who does it has on whom to rely, and there are big people who have done it throughout the generations. Okay, but this is the source. Okay, skip the next piece of the Sif. Look at the end part. The end of Sif Aleph. There's another suffix bebracha achrona, which we just mentioned, shel yayin, when it comes to yayin, and Mishabur says, who are the other drinks? And mevarach nasal kezayis. Do you make a bracha achrona on a kezayis? Like, what's the shir? Kezayis, kebeitza, molo lugma, revius, lachain, tov li zayir, shel ishtos pochos mi kezayis, o revius. So the Mechaber is saying, you can't make a bracha achrona unless you drink a revius. That's suffix bracha. But once you're drinking half a revius, you're not going to make a bracha achrona, but according to some opinions, you're supposed to. So you're getting yourself involved in a balagan. You're getting yourself involved in a machlokas aposkim, and lamaisa, you're not going to make a bracha achrona, but according to some people, you're supposed to, but you can't. So therefore, his recommendation is either drink less than an ounce or more than 3 ounces, but don't do it in the middle, because if you do it between 1 and 3 ounces, you, according to some, are supposed to make a bracha achrona, but lamaisa, you're not allowed to. Now, I didn't ask someone about this, but it would seem to me, if you take a 3 ounce glass, let's say 100 milliliters, it's a rivius, and you fill it up half with schnapps and half with water. Now, most people won't be willing to do this because they're going to ruin their fancy scotch. And then you drink a malo lugmav of that. Okay, you have a bracha achrona discussion, but in terms of the Kiddush, it would seem like you will satisfy the Kiddush requirement according to even the Magen Avraham, who doesn't like the Taz.
That was a problem, like with wine.
To dilute wine.
Yeah,
because wine, when you dilute it, it already tastes like nothing. Because our wines are not strong. But this stuff is strong. I didn't ask anyone about it. It would seem to be okay. As long as it still tastes like schnapps. You think it doesn't? It's 40%. 40%, now it's 20%. You dilute it, now it's 20%. Okay, no one drinks it for the taste anyway. I don't know. Okay, now, there's another major, I don't have so much time left, but we'll see what we can do. Whatever we. You know our brachas, lamed ches. Amr chibar abba. Famous Gemara. Ani ra'isis Rabbi Yochanan shachal zayis maliach ubirich alav tzchil v'sof. I saw Rabbi Yochanan himself eating a salted olive and making a bracha rishona and bracha achrona. It's the Gemara. The shear of bracha achrona is a kezayis. A zayis, by definition, cannot be a kezayis because you're not eating the pit. You take out the pit. Once you take out the pit, your zayis is not a kezayis. So how can he make a bracha achrona on his zayis? So the Gemara answers, no problem. He had a large zayit. He took out the pit. The shear is an average zayit. And therefore, when you take a large zayit, take out the pit, you're left with an average zayit, and you can make a bracha achrona. That is what our Gemara says. There's a Yerushalmi that also brings down Rav Chiya bar Abba sitting with Rabbi Yochanan, eating an olive. And there, the Rishalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan ate an olive and made a bracha rishona achrona. And Rav Chiya bar Abba was looking at him funny because why is he making a bracha achrona? Because the pit shouldn't count to the shear. Even if you eat the pit, the pit's like nothing. And the Rishalmi says the reason he made a bracha achrona is because of a concept called beria. If you have something which is a full creation of Hashem, it has the chashivas of a kezayis, even though it's not a kezayis. So why did he make a bracha achrona on this zayit? Because he ate the entire thing, even though it's less than a kezayis, it's a beria. So the question is, you have the same story, Bava and Yerushalmi, and they seem to disagree with the understanding. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say a bracha achrona? According to the Bava, there's no such thing. The Bava doesn't mention beria in this context. Why did he make a bracha achrona? Because it was a shear. because it was a large olive, took out the pit, it was still a large enough olive to make a bracha achrona. According to the Shalmi, it was not a large enough olive. And why did he make a bracha achrona? Because he ate the whole thing and it was a beria.
Contradicting.
Oh, hold on. Good. Not necessarily. Good. So there's a bunch of opinions. So Tosis over there says that the machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi, and Halacha is not like the Yerushalmi, Halacha is like the Bavli. That's the first thing Tosis says. Then Tosis brings down a Rabbeinu Yosef, who explains that it's not necessarily like a trio. It's not necessarily a contradiction. In the Bavli, it was talking about, first of all, it's not necessarily the same eating session, right? Same event. In the Bavli, it's talking about where he took out the pit, and it was salted, and it was processed to some degree, and therefore it wasn't a berry anymore. And the Yerushalmi is talking about where it was complete. He didn't take out the pit, it was complete, and he ate the whole thing. Now that's the whole discussion. You have to eat the pit. You don't have to eat the pit. If you eat the pit, the cloud doesn't count. The pit's not edible. Okay, it's a whole separate discussion. So those are two opinions within Tosis. The Torah brings down that there's a suffix in Tosis. The preacher explains, because Tosis brought down both sides, there is a machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi's out. Or we can reconcile Bavli with Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi's in. So we have a suffix. We pass on like Yerushalmi that says Barry has a bracha kona. We don't pass on like Yerushalmi. Tosis has a suffix. And that's how the Torah brings it down. The Beis Yosef brings down that the Riff and the Rambam don't bring down the Yerushalmi at all. So using his Talmudic thumbs, must be that they hold that the Machlokes is Bavli Yerushalmi, Bavli Yerushalmi, Bavli in, Yerushalmi out. No such thing as Beria, at least by Bracha. Now we do have a concept of Beria in normative halacha in terms of Bittel, in terms of a chiyuv makas, if you're eating a little ant, it's not a shir kazayas. We said eat pig, you need a kazayas, stuff the chiyuv spas. Could be if you eat an ant, that's enough to get makas, probably a few sets of makas because it's a beria. And kumi is not bottle, that's the whole difference between bugs that are crushed and bugs that are whole. Someone gave me a whole speech, was it you, about strawberries? Only eat the strawberry if it's blended, because then if there's a bug over there, the bug has been blended, the bug can be bottle, otherwise the bug's a beria, can't be bottle. Okay, but now we're applying beria to bracha. So the Yerushalmi brings down from this story, Rabbi Yochanan, that on a beria you'll make a bracha achrona even though it's not a kedayis, and the Bavli does not say like that. Is there a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi? That's a discussion. If he holds machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, the chayav Bavli in Yerushalmi out, there's no bracha achrona on a beria if it's brachas mekedayis. If you hold like that, if you could reconcile the two, so then the Bavli is not against Yerushalmi, then you will make a bracha achrona on the beria. And we are running out of time. We'll pick up. It's a very labor-intensive sugya. We'll pick up tomorrow. Same.